Beisheitzev goes right and says, Umiu, beginis chavero. However, let's say you're washing your hands, beginis chavero. She'enu nana begidul asavim, that you're not nana from the growth of the asavim. And Sharatzin brings down that Taisan Kuf Gimel says that that's only a chavero who's not oavo, but if it's oavo, it lives like your own gina and you are nana. But if a fellow is washing his hands on ginis chavero, but it's enu nana, so it's a psik reishno likale to water, wash hands over the grass. According to the Aruch, who holds the psikreshin on likle, it's mutter hokinami shari. Here too, you'd be allowed to wash your hands over the grass if it's the field of Yechavah who is not oval. Avul divrei achokum alav. However, to those who argue on the Aruch and hold the psikreshin on likle is not mutter, it's also true, it's not also medaraisa, because it's, since it's lo nikle, it's a malach shein shichu gufa, but for it's asa, it's asa v'der rabbanon. Vavai asa. It'll certainly be asa to wash your hands even on someone else's grass. U'machlok ezen is ba'a b'soiv simen shincha. Akan of the tour with the Beis Yosef. So the tour did not mention anything about eating in someone on the grass. He just talked about washing your hands over the grass. However, the Beis Yosef brings down from the Sefer HaTruma in Simen Lamed Reish Lamed Hey, that based on all of above, that you're not allowed to wash your hands over the grass because it'll make the grass grow. So I have to say that Truma, the Tov Lishma Aso, it's a good idea. It's a nice thing to watch oneself, the Shabbos on Shabbos, May Lekho B'mokam Asavim Mechubarim, to eat in a place where Asavim Mechubarim, the nation of Kushi, Yochali Zor Shal Yipesh Amayim Aleyim. It's very hard to watch out that no water will fall on the grass. B'shas tia, while you're drinking. Oh, b'shas atiyos edayim. Oh, while you're washing your hands. Even if, let's say, you'll wash your hands over a kli, still, some stuff could spritz. And in Leila, it is also, it's a tov. I shouldn't say it's also, it's a tov. It's a tov. A tov from the Baal Sefer HaTruma. The Mechaber, in Simen Shin Lamed Vav, Siv Gimel brings down the din of the tour, b'shem the Rishayim, and then the Ramah adds on the din of the Sefer Truma, and that the Beis Yosef didn't bring it down. Many times the Beis Yosef doesn't bring down Minhagim Tov. It's not a Isser. It's only a Tov. And the Beis Yosef didn't bring it down, even though he holds it, and the Ramah had to bring it down. Zakt Mechaber in Simen Shin Lamed Vav Siv Gimel. Avala Oichul Meginus Asurim Liti Adam Ala Savim. Mamish the Lashon of the tour. Shemashkin osom, you water the grass. Afa bi she'en ha-mechavnim, even though you're not mechavnim, sikreishu. Avu muta lahato maye behem ereglayim, lana bi mato ereglayim on the grass, osham mashin she'en ha-masmikim, mamish loshen ha-tur. Kum tzigein ramo, ha-go, ulechein tov lahachmer, shlo lecho beginos. It is a good idea to be machmer, not to eat in ginos. Im ishtamish sham im mayim. If you're ishtamish with water, it's very hard to be careful that water should not fall. And the Meir it's also. Pais can point out that lav dafka mayim, that the Rambam says mayim, anything that the deret, that will be matzmiach, l'choyro, could be aser. As we soon see, anything that could be matzmiach will be aser, and you have, not also have the tov l'hakmer as well. So shayla is, that there are Truma Sefer HaTruma is bringing down that based on the Isser of washing hands over the grass, which is a Psik Resha, Tov LaHachmer Shal Lecha Begina. One can clear, is this Tov LaHachmer Halacha LaMaisa, does it apply even by Ginis Chaveiro? Because if you remember, we said that Ginis Chaveiro She'ena Ovo, like the Arich, is even mutter to wash your hands. This is a Psik Resha LaNikle is mutter. And even though many Rishonim argue in the Aruch and hold the psikreshin on Nikolay is Aser, but it's only Aser Midrabbanon, because it's Malach Shein Tzichu Gufo. Perhaps, on such an Issa, where like the Aruch it's Mutta, and like the other Rishonim it's only Aser Midrabbanon, perhaps you don't have the Tov L'Hakmer. The whole Tov L'Hakmer of the Sefer HaTruma was in a case where washing, where if the water would fall, it would be Nisa Deraisa. Like Gina, your own Gina. But Gina Skavero, it's not Ovo. It's a big makom to say that about the whole Isser, even if something does spill, it's only drabbanon, like the Aruch, it's mamish mukta. So in such a case, I don't have the Tov L'Hakmer. That is what one could have said, and which makes a Dover Amistad, which makes a lot of sense. However, if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in this Simen, Simen Shin Lamed Vav, Sif, Sif Tes, Shulchan Aruch HaRav says as follows, Yamash Kamayim Lizroi, Chai Vishim Chayish. If somebody waters Zroim, he's Chai Vishim Chayish, Umisum Zareya. Now why is he Chai Vishim Chayish? You marp and you marak the kaki, you soften the ground like my koish. That's only when you are mechavin that the zroim should grow. And the Igre Tal explains that if somebody, the chiyuv for watering grass, al chayish, it's a kamari mari cotton. A base on a base, so there the Gemara brings down a machlokes. If somebody waters the grass, is it chayish or is it zareya? And we paskin, many shonim paskin that is sai chayish and sai zareya. So zoktig leital that after that yochayif for watering earth for chayish is only on an area that's oimid lachrish. And if it's not oimid lachrish, it's not chayif at all. It's mutter. It's not pshas lachrish in zikugufa. And why is that? Zoktig leital. In Chayrish, Sivav Aishyud, he says Saif Aishyud. He says that the derech, the reason why watering is considered as Chayrish is after you water, the ground becomes soft, and then you can dig and make the furrow. It's not be'emes, be'etzem Chayrish. It's a step before Chayrish. It helps you do Chayrish. It's b'sayeder Chayrish. Therefore, it's Chayim Mishum Chayrish. Zoktig leital. If your das is not to be Chayrish, and you're going to pour the water and it's going to evaporate afterwards. As the sand's going to the ground, going to harm again. About it, that's not a mice. That's not a hatama to a karishin. It's mutter and ganzen. And Shachin also says that karish pouring water to be also mishum karish is only if it's a makom that's oimin lekarisha. But if it's a makom that's not oimin lekarisha, then it's mutter and ganzen. Zakta Shulchan Aruch Ravaita Lefikach Mishaarku Begina Tzorik Lizarshul Yita Yalav Alav Savim. You have to be careful not to wash your hands on the grass. They shemashko some. You're watering it. Even though you're not mechavim for this, it's a great like the Torah said. So after Shulchan Aruch HaRav, even if you're eating beginus kavero, or afilu shenakri, you're eating in a gayish field, sheino chayvitz kav, but gidul asav, you have no interest in the gidul asav, shabav, or who melach shein tzich l'gufa, and it's melach shein tzich l'gufa, or in English, it's a great shalom nika olay. So damn, we come welcome also be the Vesifim. Still it's also be the Vesifim, not like the Arik. And we hold like the other Rishonim, the Psegreshul Nikol is also in Abana. Av amutu lahatu leh meh aglayim o yayim v'sham nashim v'shem sorfin osam im atzmichin osam halamayim ovat. So after Shulchan Aruch HaRav Vaita v'roi li zoher af b'mashkin, even by mashkin you should make sure you don't water the grass. V'tov shlo lecho klau b'gina im shtamish sham imayim. It's a good idea not to eat nagina where if you're mishtamish with water, then it should be kushi yakul yizor shal yipa shamat mayim. It's very hard to make sure that a little bit of water doesn't fall. So from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's mashma. From the fact at the beginning, when it comes to watering grass, he says that watering grass is also sighing your own field and sighing your friend's field. And on after that, he ends off the same sit by saying, v'tov shal lecha kar begina, it's mashma that tov shal lecha kar begina is even going on your friend's sit, where all goes to Issa Rabbanon. Nevertheless, you have to tov l'achmen. You have to understand why. Look, it's only Yisrael Rabbanim. You have to say, Chazal, we're very worried, and we're guys, even though it's only the Rabbanim. That's Mashmot HaShulchan Aruch HaRav. The Kayodom in Zoreya, in Hilka Shabbos, in Zoreya, Kayodom says as follows. It's Klal Yuralef. Kavanah HaZoreya Latzmiach, the Kavanah of Zoreya to make something grow, ulekein kol davar shekavanos latzmiach who told us rei v'chayi afil rei kavanos v'kak on a shofich mayim al zro gabi zroim the kavanos v'rak lita yadav only wants to wash his hands given the psikreisha the vadi atzmiach ulekein im hu begina shalo b'nikalei chayiv begina shalo is chayiv u begina shal gavero av agav likus lei agabon asking vul leil a psikreisha lo nikalei is also on that zotel ulekein yesh lahachmer shlo lekel begina b'shabas v'shtam v'shtam v'mashkim. You have to make sure you don't eat an agina with a mishtamash or mashkin to be kushin yeshizah b'zeh. So again, he brings down that washing hands is also inside Gina Shalo, inside Gina Shachavero. And when he says, Lechain Yesh Lahachem Shalo Lechel, he doesn't say Lechain Yesh Lahachem Shalo Lechel, but Gina Shalo, the Shabbos. He could have written that like he wrote down before. Lechain Hu Gina Shalo, the Nikle Kaya, but Gina Shachavero. Why didn't he make that distinction? And Amai, it's Masha Shunachaya Odom. That Sai Gina Shalo and Sai Gina Shachavel, you still have the Tov Lachma. And that's why he says, Achain, Yesh Lahakim Shaleko, Begina Beshabbos. Stam Begina. It doesn't say Gina Shalo. Stam Gina, Sai Gina Shalo, Sai Gina Shachavel. You have this Tov Lachma. Like the Mashmos of Shulchan Aruch. However, I saw that somebody wants to make a diak for the Mishabrura, that the Mishabrura argues on this Mashmos of Shulchan Aruch and the Mashmos of the Kayadim. And the Mishmura holds that the only time you have the Tov Lahakmer is only on Gina Shalom, not on Gina Shachavero. What's the deal? Because on that din of the Ramah, that the Ramah says, Tov Lahakmer Shalecha B'Gina Shachavero, Gina in Mishtam Shalom Yimashkim, Zok the Mishmura in Sivkot Laman, and I quote, When the Kain Tov Lahakmer, Kotev HaTaz, the Taz writes, The B'Gina Sheyesh Bo Yoyis Mishim Yimama, In a Zagina, that is bigger than Shivim Amma, it's more than bigger than Shivim Amma, Shivim Amma, Davi Kamlis, it's a Kamlis, Velomahani Bashrum Hekef, even if you make walls around it, about the hook of Ladira, you can't carry, Kamavor Nechaz Ervin, Sarach Lizar, you have to be careful, Stamazai, anything, though, also about Tiltal Balaramis, it's also Tiltal, Atkan Lashon of the Taz, of the Mishra, Atkan Lashon of the Taz, Sakta Mishra Baita, Lefizeh, Afilu beginus chaver yeshuzar. Even on the beginus chaver, you should have to be careful. So I saw that they wanted to make a diak. From the fact that Mishabrura on this taz says that like the taz, even on beginus chaver, you have to be careful. It's mashma that when you don't have the concern of the taz, when it's a makom that's less than shivim amma, shivim amma, or it's a makom that's hook of a dira, then on beginus chaver will be muta. You don't have the tov lahakmer, and it's muta to eat. And therefore, the Mishabrura have to say that the only time it will be usur to eat is on your own field, on your friend's field will be mutter. However, when you have the chsaron of the taz, that it's more than shivamama, then you have the isur and ginus chaveru as well. That's what some people want in the diet. So we wanted to tie into that, you can mapkid as diik, and not mapkid as diik, l'koyer pashas, perhaps it's not a diik b'klal. Because, where is this Mishabrua picking up this Lefiz there, Afilu Beginus Chaveru Yesh Azar? Who said this? It's not his own addition. It's Be'emes HaBer Heitev in Isaiah. But before we read the Be'er Heitev in Isaiah, let's read the Be'er Heitev in Isaiah. The Be'er Heitev in Isaiah is going on the case of washing your hands over the grass, where there the Mechaber said it's also a Psikresha. So the Be'er Heitev, Vim Oichu Beginus Chaveru, if you eat in Beginus Chaveru, Yesh Matirun, you'll not even wash your hands over the grass. Like it says at the end of Simon Shinchov, which is Shitas Arich, Kivin the Lord Nikolai, since it's not Nikolai, and who's he quoting this from? Dr. Behetiv, this is a quote from the Magen Avraham. That's the Behetiv in Isaiah. Comes again the Behetiv in Isaiah. The Behetiv brings down the Taz. He says, the Taz Kosev, Li Nirim Itam Akar, another reason why you shouldn't eat in the fields. The Yeshram is the Tiltal Bal Ramas. You have a Tiltal, it's the Tiltal Bal Ramas, the Gina Shej Bo Yosem and Amah Havi Kamus. Lomahani la hekiv ladira begina ayn shal. Sok the behetiv in kain lefizah. Afilu beginas chaver nami asav ayn sifkan hey mashkazati b'sheim magen avra. So what the behetiv is saying is that I told you in Isay that on a beginas chaver or even washing your hands is muta. I brought down that sheet as harich. You should know in Isay and I'm telling you that if you have the chesaron of the taz, that's a kamus. It's not hukav ladira. Even a beginas chaver will be also. That's what the behetiv is coming to say. And Parashat is that's what the Mishabrua is coming to say as well. The Mishabrua in Sivkot and Chav Zayin brings down the Magen Avraham B'Shem Arach. That says, "Im Eichel Begina Shena Shalom V'lo Shal Adam O'Ovo Yesh Matir." The Kivin Leisri, Kivin Leisri Leipsik, Kivin Leipsik Leishul Nikle Hushari Afka Kila. To even wash your hands. And that's the Arach that's quoted by the Magen Avraham. On that, the Mishabrua in Sivkot and Chav Zayin brings down that Ishan Ova Habi Poiskin Oisim. It brings down from the Rabbah that brings down Habi Poiskin Oisim Am Sigreshul Nikle. So the Shabru already gave you a Pesach in Kav Zayin that you're not even washing hands like Ginnis Kaveh the Orach. He brought down a Makloik, it's fine. But he told you there are two Shittas. So therefore, in Sifkot and Lamed, after bringing down the Taz, he says, once you have the Chesaron of the Taz, then Hetzachayin, there's nothing to talk about anymore. Once you have the Chesaron of the Taz, don't go bring me Shittas the Orach. Even a Ginnis Kaveh was also. But Avada, the Mishnah Berurah holds that if you go like the other Mishnah, we don't go like the Aruch, and all that Apsik Reishdol Nikolay is awesome in Rabbanon, Avada still have a Tov Lahakma. And here he's telling you that before I brought down a Shittas HaAruch, and like the Aruch, Ginas Chaveiro's Mutter, not only eating, even washing hands, when you have the Ksar Nataz, I feel the Ginas Chaveiro Yeshli Zor. But Avada, if you go like the other Mishnah, Apsik Reishdol Nikolay is also Rabbanon, Avada have a Tov Lahakma. And I'll bring you a Pumfaket. This is Mishnah Berurah when it comes to washing hands, brings down a machlokes, Aruch and other Rishonim, if you're allowed to wash your hands, and Ginas Kaveil. And he brings out two Shittas. When it comes to the case of Tov Lahachmir, he didn't say, the Kaan, Pasha, the Beginas Kaveil, Lo Shayak Tov Lahachmir. And then bring down the Taz and say, Lefiza, Beginas Kaveil, Yesh Lezari. He doesn't bring that down. He goes straight to the Taz. Why does he mention, like before, in coming to wash your hands, I told you should notice a machlokes, whether it's also on Ginas Kaveil or not. Tov Lahak, where everyone agrees, is Mutter, because Ginas Kaveh is only Rabbanon. Anyway, it's a big deal. He didn't say that. He was Saisim. It's Mashma, that the same Makalikas you had before washing hands, you have on Tov Lahak. Like those Makamirim there, you have a Tov Lahak here as well. And you don't say the Svar we said before. So if anything, I would say for the Mishnah Berurah, you have a Raya Faked. But certainly the Raya that some people wanted to bring from this Mishnah Berurah, B'shein the Ber Hetev, I don't see as a Raya. And therefore, I feel that the Mashmos of the Chaya Odom, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav is much stronger le'isser than the diak from the Mishnah Berurah le'heter, and therefore I feel that you still have the Tov Lahachmer even on Ginas Kaveiro. And I saw some Ha'intik of Svarim also speak out clearly that the isser of the Tov Lahachmer you have on Ginas Kaveiro as well. I did not see in any Paisik before the year 2000 saying that the Tov Lahachmer you do not have on Ginas Kaveiro. Now, Agav, I have to be honest, that the mashmos from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch perhaps would be mashma like this diak, or like the other tzad rather, that on Ginas Kaveh you don't have the Tov Lahachma. And why is that? Because the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Klal Pei, Sifkof Aleph, I'm sorry, not Sifkof Aleph, Sifkof Kes, says as follows. Hashoyfik mashkin b'malkum shakakim atzmechas. If somebody spills mashkin in a place where the ground grows stuff, chayiv mishum zareya. He brings down chayiv. Pasha, it's a tolda. Shoya mashka gorene shetitzmecha karko. Sok to kita shokhanach. Val kain yesh li zor melecho begina. You should be careful not to eat negina. Kibikushi yoke li zor shlo lishpoch mashkim al haaretz. That water, something mashkin should fall on the ground. Yesh begina is a tiltal of the taz. So, from the fact that he brings down this yesh lezar after he brought down, that you should know, ashoit v'kmayim is chayiv mishum zareya ulekein alkein yesh lezar. It's a little bit mashkin that the reason why you have the alkein yesh lezar is due to the fact that if you mashka kaki yachayiv mishum zareya. But let's say in a case where you wouldn't be Chayiv Mishum Zareya, like Laginis Kaveiro, then perhaps you won't have Dalkein Yesh Lezar. However, this is a Shrakadiyak, and moreover, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch at the end, when he says, Umuvad Zoyish Yesh Beginis a Tiltal, now that's for sure, there's a Tiltal of the Taz of Saginish Lo Saginish Kaveiro. So you see the end is going on Stam Gina. Like, right, Gina, it doesn't say Ginish Lo, Ginish Kaveiro, like Stam Gina. So there, Avada, I would say that just like the end Svara of if the tiltal is going on Saiginish Lo, Saiginish Chaveiro, who are then the other part of Tov, of Yesh Lezar Melecho, of Lishbog, is also going on Saiginish Lo, Saiginish Chaveiro. So again, I don't feel that the Diyak and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch have such a stark Diyak, and I'm back to where we started, Elechaya from the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chaya Odom, I think it's quite mashma that Ginas Chaveiro still has the Tov Lahakmer, and like I said, I didn't find in any places like to say Lehedya that you don't have the Tov Lahakmer on Ginas Chaveiro. However, there might be another makom. So, just so what we come out with, if Ginas Kaveiro is also, then if you have the Tov Lahachmer also, then making a Kiddush even on Ginas Kaveiro would be also. And besides which, Pashtus, you don't have the Heter, you don't have any Tzad Heter of Ginas Kaveiro by a Kiddush, because as we said, the whole Heter of Ginas Kaveiro is only if it's Kaveiro, it's not Ovo. So if it's like the Shartim, the Shem Tysis. But if it's Ovo, it applies to Ginas Shalom. pashtus, if you're invited to a kiddush and you're coming to a kiddush pashtus, it's all about, let's say you're not so friendly, you have to go because of, you know, social pressures, whatever. But pashtus, it's full with orvo, and therefore you won't have any tzadhat anyway. So Mishma Shabbos speaks this out. But just, stand, I wanted to go through whether the Torah of the Hakmer is shayach on Ginas Chavero or not. Now there's another makom, perhaps, to be makel nowadays, to eat, to have a kiddush on the law. And then as one should try to be bend over backwards to try to find a hetter. This we know that many times in bungalow colonies they do have kiddushim on the lawn, have shalashudas, people eat outside, and they know plates of pass, so perhaps you have to come up with a hetter. Maybe to miyashiv the minigailam, to melamed zchus. The hetter that they want to say is as follows. The meisheisiv brings down from the Sefer HaTruma, as we said, in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, v'tov lishma asa b'shabes, so reading the Sefer HaTruma, Pasha, it sounds like that while you're drinking, it's hard that water won't spill, something will spill. So Shaila is that, you know, it's not that common that when you drink, I mean, we know how to drink, and not little kids, when we drink, nothing spills. And even if you could say it's common, yes, sometimes something spills, but it's certainly not a psik ratio. And pasta is not even carved with segregation. Right? So there is a din that something that's carved with segregation is also awesome. But if I have a carved with segregation, it has to be something very carved to happen. This case is to say that when you're drinking, it's carved with segregation, that something is going to spill from your mouth, shashtia, is very rough. If anything, what I would have said if I was a Sefer Truma, I would have said that if you have a kiddush on the lawn or eating on the lawn, it's bekushi yakli zar shlo yiplu aleihem stam b'shas achila. Meaning that, you know how it goes, if you have people on the lawn on tables and there's a cup of water, a cup of seltzer, a cup of this, and it's very likely that something will spill. It's common for something to spill, a cup to spill, runs down the table, runs on the floor. That's what I would have said. But while you have the cup, holding the cup in your hand and you're drinking the cup, Shashtia, I think it's not so likely that something's going to spill. If anything, I would have said that. Perhaps you could say that's what he means, but it's not much like that. I should have said B'shat Asuda. Why say B'shashtia? And the Achroinim on a Taina, sort of Nishma Shabbos Taina is like this, that the reason why we're not worried that if something spills on the table and then runs off the table, goes on the ground, it'll be a problem, is because even if something spills on the table, it doesn't spill out of the cup onto the grass. It spills onto the table, and from there it runs off the table down to the grass. Now that, l'chayr, is a groma. He brings a riot in the Shabbos from a din in Chayshim Mishpat, that if you spill water, you live on the top floor, and your fellow lives underneath, and you spill water on the floor, and it seeps into his roof and ruins stuff in his apartment, that's only a groma in Chayshim Mishpat. Here also, Vash is only a groma. And I saw other Akronim say, the Brigade of Shlaks, that if you take if you open up the schlock and the water, you know, the residue water that's on the schlock, when you open it up, runs off. If it doesn't run directly onto the grass, but runs onto the pavement, and from there runs onto the grass, that's only a grumma, and a grumma on a psikresha. It's mutter, even on a psikresha. So that would be mutter, that would be a grumma. Therefore, Zok Nishu Shabbos, that's why we never discussed about spilling on the table. If anything spills on a table, it won't be a problem. Now, I did see that the Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo is not sure about what these other Achrayim are naming on. He has a thought to say that if you pour water on the ground and from there the water runs and puts out a fire, even though you didn't pour the water heavy on the fire, that's not a grama. If you have a dam and remove the dam and then the water runs because you remove the dam and it puts out a fire, that's a grama. But if you pour the water ahead of you onto the floor, and then from there, as you're pouring it, the water starts traveling towards the fire, he has a thought to say that's not a grumma. So Lakoya, like him, if you pour it on the table and it runs down, it also wouldn't be a grumma. But like I said, many Akronim, they bring down, I saw from Rabbi Moshe, they say over the Rabbi Moshe said it's by the schlock, that if it falls on the cement and from there it goes onto the ground, onto the grass, that's only a grumma. So perhaps that's why the Sefer Truma didn't mention about spilling the cup, spilling on the table, it's only a grumma. So we have to understand, what does the Sefer Truma mean, the B'shashtia? What does that mean? So the Nishma Shabbos says that if you look at the Sefer Truma inside, you'll see clearer what he means. He says as follows. What the Beis Yosef brought down from the Sefer Truma is the Sefer Truma in Reish Lamed Hei in the Maftekes, what they call the second part, where it's more bekitza. If you take a look at the first part in Reish Lamed Hei, he says as follows. He says, "Oh, zoter v'chein oimer ani davar agilis." Stop talking a thing that's common to Azach. Ki bekushi yesh leko the Shabbos. It's hard to be matzah to eat on Shabbos in a place where you have a sovim mukubarim, you have grass, kamo pardis in a field or in a orchard. Sheregilin leko b'moisakamo. Oh, he himself said it was ruggle to eat in those days. Regilin leko b'moisakamo. Ha'atayam lefishi e efsha shlo yaviu shamayim lirchot yadayim. You gotta bring water to wash your hands. Or lishtos, or to drink. Olirkot kalim, or to wash the kalim that are on the field, the shofkim mayim alasam b'mezid, and you pour water on the grass b'mezid, b'shas rechitzis yadav, while you're washing your hands, u'b'shas shereitz alishtos, and at the time when you want to drink, the tzaymchanam alasam adekach, and the grass grows because of the valinami psikresha. So here, the Sefer Truma is telling you that pshat is not that we're afraid that when you're drinking, you're going to be not so careful, and while you're drinking, you're going to spill. That's the davar she'eino miskaven. It's not a situation that's going to happen even. So then, no, but pshat is that if you're going to have a kiddush or a suda on the grass, it's inevitable that somebody is going to wash his hands over the grass. Now, you're good, you tell everybody for him, don't wash your hands over the grass, don't make sure the water goes to the grass. But since normally during the week, what people do when they have a suda is they wash their hands over the grass, they wash out the cups, the galichot kem, they wash the kelim over the grass. So if you're going to have a suda on Shabbos, they can do the same thing. They're going to forget. They do the same thing they do the week and wash the hands over the grass again and wash the cups over the grass. And who are then what he says? B'shas sh'roitz elishtos, not b'shas sh'tia, b'shas sh'roitz elishtos, meaning that when you want to drink and there's all the cups are used up, so you're going to wash out a cup over the grass. And you're going to forget that it's not supposed to do this and you're going to come to do it directly. So it's not shot a car of obsecration. No, it's a shas you're going to do obsecration. And we find that other times, in other areas, that we're afraid if we allow you to do something, you might do it in an oath and it'll be obsecration. And also, if we allow you to have a kiddush or a suda on the lawn, what's going to happen is it's going to come to having obsecration. How? Somebody's going to forget himself and wash his hands over the grass. Somebody's going to forget himself and wash the glasses over the grass. And like he says, because you're going to want to come to wash the kelim over the grass, or wash the cups over the grass, and that's the problem. That is the pshat, and save a true maneuver, but mazed. Not pshat, we're afraid you're not so careful of spilling cups and spilling this. No, we're afraid, but mazed, you're going to do something, pour a mamash directly on the grass, either through washing hands or washing the kelim. That's what pshat and save a true maneuver. That's why Mishnah Shabbos. And as I Zok of Simcha Bonim in Sefer Shabbos Kitchen, Volume 2, at the end of Perek Zareya. So Zok of Simcha Bonim, if this is Pshat in the Sefer Truma, that's only in the early days when they used to wash over the grass and when they had to wash out cups and dishes. But nowadays, if you make a kiddush on the lawn, where there's nobody's washing hands, so he's dying without having a suda. Aleph, and days, Pashas the Derech is not to wash even during the week over the lawn. But let's just take have a kiddush. What are you worried about? They're going to wash out the kelim. Nowadays, whenever you make a kiddush, everything's throwaway. They have plastic cups, and they have plastic plates, and paper plates, and napkins, and forks, and spoons. Everything's plastic. You're not doing any washing. So no one in the world is going to wash. So the Mela, you don't have the shash of the Sefer Truma of a Bikushi Erev Shel Zohar. You're not washing glasses. You're not washing plates. And you're not washing your hands. Even during the week, if you have a kiddush on the lawn, no one would do that. So the Mela, you don't have the Bikushi anymore. And the Mela nowadays, it's mutter to have a kiddush on the lawn, even on your own gina. As I thought, Simcha Bun Kohn in a sefer. He afterwards brings down that from the sefer of Rehi ben Soya that wants to learn B'shashti a little differently, same idea, meaning to say that B'shashti, not only wash out the glasses in order to drink, but in those days they didn't have bottles, He used to bring a big top of water or punch, whatever, and he used to have a ladle in there, and the ladle out from the big top. They would ladle out from the big top into your cup. Now you know how it goes. If you ladle out constantly from the top into the cup, what's going to happen is you're going to move the ladle over, some stuff is going to drip from the ladle, that's very old, that stuff is going to fall on the floor. Nowadays, where we have bottles, and we easily pour from the bottle into the cup, you don't have the chash, and the Hebin Sayer also wants a taina that it's mutter. And the matter of the dinner ramah is mutter, and that will be a yishuv for the people who nowadays have these kedushim on the lawn. Since you have everything's plastic and paper and everything, you don't have the chash. That's what they too wanted a taina. Now, imi shum ha, there are two, perhaps three ha'aris benegeya to this. The first ha'ar is that, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chayei Adam, the Ramah, all the Friedrich of Paiskim leave out this whole b'meizi business, and they just bring down, like the Sefer Truma brought down in the Maftekes, Stam, Shem Yippel. And after Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says, Zater, Shilam Avav Sivtes, Zater Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says the Torah shall record the beginning of Shemesh and Mayim, and they should be kushy of Lizor shall yipul shamat mayim. Okay, so now that's not talking about washing your hands. That's not yipul maat mayim. It sounds like the fact that he said maat mayim. It sounds like, you know, so yipul, something won't spill, a little bit of water, something will spill. You're drinking, some drips will fall out, whatever. Okay, you can say that all the lashonis are lavdafka, and avada they mean what the Sefer Truma meant, which is his new word of amazing. So fine. So you have the head. However, even if you want to go with the Sefer Truma's Vart of the Mezit. And by the way, I forgot that Mishra Shabbos brings down that the Kakela Shabbos, when he brings down this din of the Sefer Truma, he does not learn the Mezit. I mean, when he brings down a similar din, he talks about that you're not allowed to eat fruits because perhaps some seeds will fall down. There is nothing but Mezit throwing things down. It's just that he says, Klar, some seeds might fall. You see, he's worried about things falling. And as Mishra Shabbos Bavar, the Klar, the Sefer Truma here is saying the Mezit. But okay, you want to say, not like the Kikala Shabbos, go like the Sefer Truma says, we go to Rishayim, why should we say New Torah? You have the Rishayim say Mezid, so we'll go with Mezid. So, clearly there's two Paiskim, one at a time, you have a Hetzer nowadays, because everything's plastic, and there's no more washing hands, no more washing our cups. So Nisha Shabbos also has this order, and says perhaps nowadays is different. But he says, even so, even with the plastic cups, we all know that many times by a Kiddush, you come a little bit late, and all the cups are used, and what you do is, you pour a little cup soda in to the cup, you fish it out, give it a rinse, and you spill the cup soda on the floor. That's what people would do during the week. That's up there. So at Nishma Shabbos, for that reason, on Shabbos, you still have the Bekushi Yeshazor of the Nishma Shabbos, of the Sefer Truma, and even with the plastic cups, you'll still have a chash of amazing, somebody will rinse out a cup and spill the cup soda on the floor. That's what he wants to tell you. Okay, Yesh Lodin, perhaps. It's not that common that this is only in the days of the Sefer Truma, we didn't have plastic, so they're constantly washing out dishes, washing out cups. Nowadays we have the plastic, so what? For the late comer come at the end, perhaps there won't be enough cups. Maybe that's not a Bekushi. Yes, Lord. Then there's also another shash, which is also frequent. Take a look, if you go to any carnival or any outdoor event, you take a look at places where there are drinks. People, let's say, get a, you know, a mother is pouring soda for the children. She has a cup soda, and she has the orange soda, orange juice, the Coke, whatever. So this kid, or this person even, takes some club soda, or rather takes some Coke, or takes some ginger ale, or whatever it may be, and now he doesn't finish it all, and now he wants some club soda. So you don't want to pour the club soda with the Coke. What they do is you just spill the Coke on the floor, and then you put in the club soda. So it's still the derech, the shashtia, the Aisha writes in Lishtos that perhaps you pour out the remnants, and then in order to pour out the remnants. So again, for this reason also, you might have the Bekushi Yesh Lazar that you'll be spilling soda and drinks in order to drink another drink, and still, even nowadays, even with the plastic cup, you'll still have the Bekushi Yesh Lazar. Again, even on this Svara, again, perhaps this is not so common as washing out. So Yesh Lodin to say, this is not enough Bekushi Yesh Lazar that you have the Tov LaHakma. Yesh Lodin was there. But just interesting that these two Paiskim, the Simcha Bunim Kohn and his Fahim and Sora, are only ones who I saw in print that say that nowadays things have changed. I mean, we've been having plastic cups and paper plates for a while already. I have not seen, I've gone through many, many Chuvis, to check up on this inyan, and I've not seen any tshuva say that nowadays the din is different because of the plastic cups. And I saw many Heintike Paiskim say that the din of the Rambam applies nowadays as well. Like I said before, the Mishnah Shabbos says it. Rabbi Falcon is saying it, Zachar B'Shamah says it. Rabbi Ribbia brings it down. Okay, I mean, these are all Heintikas. I'm just saying the whole Heter is a Heintike Heter. I didn't see anybody that said Leheter Lebaisa. And certainly not from the Friedrich, from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, the Paiskim, the Truva, the Gedolei HaPaiskim B'Zmanenu, to say that nowadays is different. So, Avada, you want to be Melamed Zchus on those people who are eating on the lawns in the bungalow colonies. So we know we always try Melamed Zchus on Klai Yisrael. So Avada, in order to Melamed Zchus, we should say this Svara that nowadays it doesn't apply. But Avada Lekachila, I still think it's better that one should not throw a Suda or a Kiddush on the lawn with his grass. And if you have to have a tent, what you should do is either put the tent in a place where there's no grass, there's just sand, where nothing's growing, and we said before there's no Karisha issues, because it's not Oymid L'Akrosh, or if it is a place with grass, what you should do is you should put a tarpaulin on the floor, and this way, anything that does spill forward on a tarpaulin, and if it happens to roll up a tarpaulin onto the grass further away, like we said before, that's a grama, and that won't be a chshas. So Meir Avad L'Kachilo, that's what one should do. Just as a side aura, that if you are making a kiddush on the outside in a tent, and you're doing it in a place where there's no grass, there's only dirt, one should be careful is that when they sit down, many times the chairs, the way they're shaped, because of the weight, if you sit down and then somebody wants to get by, like you know many kiddushim are tight, and if somebody wants to get by, you shift your chair a little bit inwards while you're still sitting on it, that perhaps, depending on the ground, but perhaps that would be a psik ratio for digging a hole, and when it comes to digging a hole, that is chayrish. That's not pshat, like we said, a prelude to chayrish, a hakdama to chayrish, then it's totally if it's ayim l'karisha, not that's chayrish. Or even if it's not ayim l'karisha, it's an issa d'rabbana, maybe a malach shein shikul gufa, a good, only not the raisa, but a maisa will be an issa. So therefore, when you are doing it outside on the sand, you should make sure that when you move your chair, you should get up and not put weight on chair, and then in order to move your chair in, and not to move your chair in oifin, will be a psik reisha to make a karitz in the ground. If the chair, just by sitting on it, compresses the earth, that's not a problem. Like the Paiskim say, that if you wheel with a wheel wheelchair or a baby carriage on the dirt, and the wheels compress a little bit in the ground, so you have an indentation ground, that's not Melechus Kodesh. Melechus Kodesh not being Kodesh Karka, rather digging out Karka. So sitting on the chair and compressing the ground and making an indentation, that's not a Harisha. The only problem would be with if you move the chair and then you dig away the earth, that would be a problem with Harisha, and you have to be careful about that when you're having a Kiddush on the lawn, even in the area where there's no grass. Shkoyach.